Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of healing. And we've been talking about reasons why people do not get healed. Remember, Jesus took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses, by His stripes we were healed. We know the fact that healing belongs to every single one of us. We know that it is the will of God. The Bible says He wishes above all things that we might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And it is the will of God for you to be healed. But what would hinder you? We've talked about several reasons. We're going to talk about more of these today. One of them is the lack of knowledge. We must have the knowledge of God, the fact that healing has already been accomplished, that it is God's will, as we've covered these scriptures in session after session in the broadcast. And it's so important for you to know and have the knowledge of God, the fact that God is a healer, that He will absolutely heal you, and understanding how to receive your healing. Now, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we don't have the knowledge of God, the fact that He will heal us, then we won't be able to receive it. A second area is unbelief. If we do not believe, then God will not be able to perform His word. He responds to faith. He could never do any mighty works in Nazareth because of their unbelief. And we see that unbelief is going to hinder even the Lord. It hindered Him from doing things, and it certainly will hinder you from receiving from Him. Unforgiveness is another hindrance to healing. If we do not forgive, then we will see the fact that our prayers will not be answered. Mark 11:25, when we stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Another thing is observing the circumstances of what's going on in our physical body over the ability of God's mercy to come forth and set you free. The mercy of God is the love of God in action, and that is His healing. As the blind men cried out for mercy, they were looking for the action of healing being released to them. If we observe the situation that we're in, we will forsake and give up our own mercy. That's what Jonah recognized, that if he observed the lying vanity, the worthless situation that he was in, he would forsake his own mercy. But instead, he looked to the Lord, he began to pray, he began to sacrifice with a voice of thanksgiving, he did repent and committed to go forth and do what God had told him to do and perform the vow that he'd given unto God. And then the Lord spoke unto the fish and vomited him out on the dry land. Don't observe the circumstances. Get your eyes on the Word of God. Quit looking at what's going on in your physical body and start looking at the Lord who is your healer and start taking hold of His healing power. Another hindrance is mentally assenting. If we mentally assent that God will heal us, if we mentally assent and we believe that He can heal us or that He will heal us, but we don't act on the Word of God in prayer and in taking authority over the sickness and disease and commanding the spirits to come out and commanding that sickness and disease to leave, then our faith will not be released. It's possible for you to have faith for healing, but never release your faith to actually receive healing. It's possible for you to have faith that you can remove those spirits of infirmity and command that sickness and disease to leave, but if you don't do what the Bible says to release your faith and taking your authority, then the spirits will not leave and the sickness will not leave your body. Actions of faith are so important. We need corresponding action. Faith without works or corresponding action is dead. We need to act on the Word. When God says His Word, He expects us to do it. He expects us to act upon it. When the Bible says you cast out the spirits of infirmity, then you need to do it. When the Bible says that you anoint with oil and you offer a prayer of faith and the Lord will raise them up, then when you do that, then God is going to perform His Word. We must act on His Word, and then He's going to bring it to pass in our life. Another point is failure to hold fast our confession. You know, as we speak forth God's Word, that is releasing His ability to bring His promise to pass in our life. And this is so important. The Bible says that we are to speak forth His Word. His Word is what brings forth healing. Remember that the way we release our faith is we believe in our heart and we confess or speak forth with our mouth unto our salvation. We need to declare what God is doing for us. Isaiah 33:24 says, "The inhabitant shall not say, 'I am sick.'" Don't declare what the enemy's doing. Declare what God is doing for you. If you declare what God is doing for you, then you are declaring the Word of God, and your faith is in Him. And remember, when you speak forth with faith, you are always speaking what God is doing for you now, in agreement with His Word. It is calling those things that are not happening into being to come into manifestation in your life. Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. The last part of verse 1 says, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." You must understand that your tongue is the pen of a ready writer, or the marking stick of a skillful scribe, literally. What your tongue is speaking is being written in the Spirit. And it's important that you speak forth what God's Word says about you, and that you speak forth what God is doing for you now. In the area of healing, you would declare, "Jesus took my infirmities, He bore my sicknesses, by His stripes I was healed." That's my spiritual right, according to spiritual law. I come boldly to the throne of grace, and I take hold of the mercy of healing, and I thank You that Your healing power is flowing into my body right now. That is a declaration of faith. That is a prayer of faith, as I believe that I take hold of healing power flowing into my body, and I thank You that You are healing me now in Jesus' name. That declaration is speaking forth the Word of God, and then when you put grace into your lips, the Bible says God will bless you forever in Psalms 45, verse 2. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and it's important that you speak life and not death. Hebrews 4:14 says that we are to hold fast our profession. Or the word profession is the same word, homologio, in the Greek, which is translated confession. Hold fast your confession of speaking the same thing that God says. We're supposed to hold fast our confession without any wavering, knowing that He is faithful, He's promised, and He's going to bring it to pass in your life. Praise God. Another thing that's important is you must know that this is your legal right according to Christ, of what He has done for you. Remember, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus has done. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 and 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who His own self bare our sins in His own body, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." We're supposed to live unto righteousness. That's our right standing and our rights and privileges in Christ, and one of those is that healing has been accomplished for us. You must know your rights. If you don't know that you're the righteousness of God, if you don't know you're in right standing with God and that you have these rights, then that will be a hindrance to you receiving them. You also must know that you have authority over the sickness and disease. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy." Jesus could speak to the sickness and disease and command it to be removed. Jesus could speak to the spirits of infirmity and cast them out, and the person would be set free. And this is important because you're going to have to cast out the spirits of infirmity and cast out all the sickness and disease and command it to be removed from your body. You have authority over it. Remember, sickness and disease is from the devil. Jesus is the one who went forth healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38. So it's important that you take your authority. That would be another hindrance to you receiving your healing. Very, very important. Now, another area is the area of realizing that healing is not always instant. In fact, in very few cases does it happen instantaneously in people's lives. Praise God when instantaneous miracles happen. But if an instantaneous miracle does not happen, that doesn't mean that the Lord is not going to bring forth His healing. As we minister the Word of God, if He doesn't do an instant miracle, we keep ministering with the faith that we have, releasing the healing power and the delivering power of God to see a person be set free. Jesus did that when He didn't see the total results. In Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 25, He came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man unto Him, and He besought him to touch him. And He took the blind man by the hand, and He led him out of the town. And when He spit on his eyes and put His hands upon him, He asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, "I see men as trees walking." There was a partial change, of course. Now he was able to see, but he saw men as trees walking. The healing was not complete. What did Jesus do? He ministered to him again. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. The principle is simply this. You continue to minister the healing power of God by confessing the word or releasing your healing in some manner of method of scripturally receiving healing, such as laying hands on the sick or anointing with oil or speaking forth the word or continuous prayer of faith. And you'd keep declaring what God is doing for you to release healing until the sickness and disease is driven out. Same thing with casting out demonic spirits of infirmity. You cast them out and you keep casting them out until you drive all of them out. And there can be quite a network of spirits that can be involved in sickness and disease in some situations. And you have to cast them out until they're all gone. Very, very important. And so these are hindrances that are going to hinder a person from receiving the healing power of God. What about medication? Let's just answer that question here briefly. People say, well, does that mean I shouldn't take my medication if I'm standing on the word for healing? Medication is, in the natural realm, helping balance the problems that are going on in the physical body. It's not going to heal you, such as if you have diabetes. You take the insulin, and what is it doing? It's making up for the lack of what is not being produced in your physical body. And you take that, which is going to add to what you need. It helps balance out what you need so that your blood sugar comes in a proper level. Now, this doesn't mean the fact that if you're going to start standing on the word that you just throw your medication out. That's ridiculous. Medication deals with the natural realm. The healing power of God and the delivering power of God deals with the spiritual realm, dealing with the spiritual source, which is the devil. As you cast out the spirits and you release the healing power of God, it brings restoration. And what you find, what we found, is we've seen many healed of these kind of problems, is that the problems start going less and less and less. Like in the diabetic case, the count comes down and down and down, and the doctors begin to take you off the medicine until you are totally healed, and then you won't need the medicine anymore. So don't think that you have to get rid of medicine for acting on faith. That is foolishness. Instead, we act on the word. The doctors will take you off the medication, and then, of course, they will see the fact that you don't need it anymore because God has healed you. Eliminate all these hindrances to healing and start walking in line with the word and start taking hold of healing and watch the Lord set you free. Remember, we minister healing to people, and we do this in our Healing Deliverance Counseling Center. If you would like some specific ministry, direct ministry, give us a call and we'll be glad to make an appointment with you and get together with you, and God will heal you. Praise the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.